This update brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally-owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bannack, and Sebring. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Michigan State Police troopers responded to a two-vehicle crash at the temporary four-way stop at the intersection of M-142 and M-19 around 8:58 a.m. on Monday, May 13th. According to reports from the MSP Caro Post, a 69-year-old female from Ubley and a 76-year-old from Decker were involved in the collision. Both vehicles attempted to cross the intersection simultaneously, resulting in the crash. Assistance from the Bad Axe Fire Department and Huron County Sheriff's Department was crucial in managing the situation. This incident underscores the importance of adhering to traffic rules, particularly at intersections. It's vital to remember that the vehicle that arrives and stops first at an intersection typically has the right of way. When multiple vehicles approach the intersection simultaneously, the vehicle on the left should yield to the one on its right, reducing the risk of collisions and ensuring smooth traffic flow. As a reminder, a temporary four-way stop is in place at the intersection of M-142 and M-19, as downtown Bad Axe operates as a one-way street due to the ongoing $5.2 million project to revitalize M-142. Detour routes direct westbound traffic into Bad Axe via Carpenter Road, M-19, and Learman Road to M-53. Harbor Beach resident Joseph Thomas Nickel Jr., 18, faces charges in Huron County for allegedly possessing and distributing child sexually abusive material. The investigation, initiated by the Bad Axe Police Department following a complaint against Nickel, yielded evidence on February 26th, leading to formal charges. Nickel was arraigned in the 73rd B District Court on May 13th, accused of felony possession of child sexually abusive material, carrying a potential four-year sentence, and distribution, which could result in a two-year sentence. Nickel's activities are closely monitored, with pretrial services restricting his internet access on electronic devices to school-related tasks. Supervised online interactions and stringent monitoring of educational devices aim to prevent contact with minors. And we'll be back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Detroit. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Water main replacement in Owosso and lead service line removals in Escanaba are among more than $23 million in state grants recently awarded to Michigan communities to protect public health and Michigan's water resources. The MI Clean Water Plan grants through the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund and support from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act aim to help communities upgrade aging infrastructure, ensure healthy drinking water, and protect Michigan's environment. 70% of Michiganders are served by more than 1,000 community wastewater systems, and a similar percentage get drinking water from community water systems. Those systems often struggle to find resources to address legacy issues like aging drinking water and stormwater facilities and emerging challenges like new standards for PFAS, or what are known as forever chemicals. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Michigan legislature, and federal agencies have ramped up funding for aging water infrastructure, a critical move to help ensure those water systems continue to protect public health and the environment, including Michigan's unmatched freshwater resources. More than half of Eagle's budget has traditionally passed through to Michigan cities, towns, villages, and other local government agencies to finance critical improvements that help them better protect residents and our natural resources. A New York appeals court today upheld the gag order in Donald Trump's hush money trial, finding that Judge Juan M. Merchan properly determined that Trump's public statements posed a significant threat to the integrity of the testimony of witnesses and potential witnesses in this case as well. Trump had asked the state's intermediate appeals court to lift or modify the gag order, which bars him from commenting publicly about jurors, witnesses, and others connected to the case, including the judge's family and prosecutors, other than District Attorney Alvin Bragg. In its ruling, a five-judge appeals panel noted that Trump wasn't claiming that the gag order had infringed on his right to a fair trial. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally-owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bannack, and Sebring. And the temperature is currently 52 degrees, 49 with the wind chill. Wind speeds are from the northeast at 8 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 69%.